My name is Mabatu. I'm from Central Western Jabavu in Soweto. He first started locking me in the house, leaving me behind for almost 2 or 3 months. The moment he first locked me in the house, it was very frightening because it was this man I married, but that day he was different. I couldn't speak to him. I asked him for the keys for the house before he left, but he did not want to give them to me. He just started calling me names like bitch, a whore, and everything. And he shot me, but it was not on that day when he shot me, trying to kill me. What I can say to women living in this situation, the abusive husbands, I think they should know that they are their persons in their own. So they don't have to be told what to wear, what to do, and who to speak to, or anything to do. You've got to think for yourself, because you are a person, you are a human being. You know what to do and what not to do. And now men, abusive men, tend to change things and make you an ornament. They are ornament which must stay there, and they find you there. When they left you there, they must find you there. You don't have to move. Then they'll be satisfied. I think in our communities, we have to raise awareness to every woman or everyone living there. I'm free and I'm happy because I've got my life back.